volunteers to make high school basketball, all high school sports, in fact, possible. It's the officials. As second free throw is good from Ballard. 2 for 2 on that trip. Hartwick's 3 from the top of the key. No good for Cass City. Rebounds to Luce. And we have a Cass City ball. Cass City ball underneath their own hoop. Cass City's student section rejoices with the call. As they inbound it to the left corner to Dickinson for 3. No good. Rebound in a white jersey, though. Tristan Kuntz against Mascaro. Drives in, kicks it back out to Hartwick, to Kuntz, down to Cuthbert on the right corner. Drives in the lane, across to the
block. What a pass.
A beautiful pass to Kyle Ross. He's in the book now with 2 points. And we have a full timeout called by Cass City. You're tuned at WLEW Sports, 46-33, USA by 13.
You can only trust some heaters and air conditioners as far as you can throw them. But Amana brand heaters and AC units are built to last. Check out the Amana line of heaters and air conditioners at Howard's Heating and Cooling in downtown Cass City. Howard's carries the complete line of Amana products like the Twin Comfort Multi-Speed Gas Furnace. Enjoy indoor comfort that's not too hot, not too cold. It performs like 2 furnaces in 1, an energy-efficient low-stage furnace for moderately cold days and a heavy-duty high-stage furnace for those real chillers. And the Amana Twin Comfort Furnace is up to 95% energy efficient. Howard's Heating and Cooling also carries high-efficiency heat pumps and air conditioners. Why suffer through hot days or frigid nights when Amana brand high-efficiency heat pumps and air conditioners can consistently deliver quiet, energy-saving comfort? Amana brand products at Howard's Heating and Cooling in downtown Cass City, designed to last and last and last and last and last.
USA with the ball, facing a full court pressure here after a full timeout called by Aaron Fernald in the Red Hawks. 3:40 remains in this ball game. Brennan Ballard, 30-plus points on the night. Aaron Sines gets the inbound back to Ballard. Cassidy retreats. Fernald telling him to proceed. Gets across midcourt to Sines, and he is fouled by Mark Shelton. That'll be Shelton's second foul on the night. Team's eighth, so Sines will go to the line, shooting at least one free throw. Sines has not shot a free throw yet on the night. He has 2 points. There's not a whole lot of free throws shot tonight. USA was 4 for 8 in the first half. 1 for 3 in the third quarter. And 3 for 3 so far from Brennan Ballard. Make that 4 for 4 for the team as the free throw from Sines is good. He gets a second.
Sines is a sophomore, and he's a really good-looking player out there.
Shelton and Drew Loomis sit down for Cass City. Doing a little bit of offense-defense here. Forecast City with 3.5 to play in the fourth. 47-33. USA's Aaron Sines at the line, shooting the second free throw. And this one was as good as the first. 15-point ball game. Dickinson to the left corner, back up to Cuthrell for 3. No. Rebound in the hands of Brendan Ballard. This could be a career night for Brendan Ballard. Of course, signing his national letter of intent to play at Southern Illinois for football next season. Showing he can do it on the basketball court as well tonight. Mascaro drives down the baseline into Ballard for the quick bunny inside the lane for 2, and it's good. Just keeps racking him up. He has 11 points in the fourth for 36 on the night. Kyle Ross has it, kicks it back up to Dickinson, top of the key, and he traveled with it. 12th turnover for Cass City on the night. And 4 alone in the fourth quarter. Tristan Kuhn sits down. Mark Shelton's back in. As well as Drew Loomis. And USA breaks the press. Mascaro drives right down to the lane. Kicks it over to Ballard on the right block. Puts this one up. He missed a shot. He's human, folks. And Mark Shelton brings in the rebound. I thought it was automatic.
I thought that was the definition of Saluki.
2:25 left in the fourth quarter, 33-50. Cass City trails by 17. Check that, 15. as Cuthrell drove right down the lane for the easy layup from the left side. 50-35, USA with the ball and lead by 15. Into the hands of Cole Israelson. He's 6'7" player, graduated last year. Was the reigning king of 2013, snow coming, which I think, John, we were here for, if I do recall correctly.
You know, I think we were.
Brennan Ballard inbounds this one into the iron. Sines down to Mascara, the right block. Back up to Ballard, top of the key to Sines. Being guarded by Cuthrell. Less than two to play. 50-35. USA by 15. Slowing things down a little bit as Drew Loomis is all over number three to Simpler.
Right now, USA is just working the clock. Clock's their enemy. The 15-point lead.
Zach Kramer at the top of the key, being guarded by Mark Shelton. Back up to Sines. 90 seconds remain. USA, for being a 6-4 team coming in tonight, looks much more impressive than that as they drive down a lane. Aaron Sines draws the foul, and he's going to line for two shots.
Looks like the foul's on Kyle Ross.
That'll be Kyle Ross's first foul of the night. Team's ninth, so the rest of the way, USA will be shooting two free throws. Regardless, Aaron Sines at the line, shooting two on the shooting foul. Actually saying that's Kyle Ross's second. First free throw is up and good. Sines now with 5 points.
He's looking like a automatic out there.
Dickinson sits down. Shelton's back in.
And let's test a theory. Let's see if that actually jinxes a shooter.
They have room to spare, leading by 16, largest of their night.
And right now the ring is pretty big.
Minute 24 left in the fourth. Second free throw up and good. 52-35. USA leads. Cassidy, Drew Loomis back up to the top to Jack Stern. Over to Loomis, being guarded by Mascaro, being driven right back to the midcourt line, now down to the right corner. And Loomis stepped out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover for Cassidy, 13th of the night. And USA ball. A couple substitutions here. Brennan Ballard's going to sit down. He's going to have a good night's sleep tonight as Seth Gangler replaces him. The Simpler sits down as well. Sawyer Cuthrell sits down for Cass City. So out there for Cass City right now. Number 5, Jack Stern. Number 14, Kyle Ross. Number 3, Mark Shelton. Number 13, Drew Loomis, and number 11, Dakota Hargle. 54 seconds left. USA has Sines out there with the ball on the left wing. Now to Zach Kramer. Seth Gangler's in there as well as Mascaro. Gangler with the ball on the right block, misses the bunny. Mascaro gets the rebound. Now into the hands of the last man out there, number 24, Brady McBrayer. Sines with the ball, 34 seconds left. Taking his time, being guarded by Mark Shelton. Now down to the right wing. Behind the back dribbling, back up to Mascaro. And we have a travel. Traveled called on Mascaro. 11th turnover for USA. Interesting call.
It was a 25.2 second call.
With 17-point differential, Cass City trails. With the ball, 20 seconds left. Drew Loomis against Mascaro on the right wing. Back up to the top. To Kyle Ross, now to the left wing, to number 11, Dakota Hartle for three, and he nails it. Dakota Hartle's in the books, and he makes a count with a three. 5 seconds left, 52-38, USA with the ball and the lead. And that is going to be your ball game, folks. We have a final. USA stays in first place in the Greater Thumb West with a final of 52-38, taking out the Cass City Redhawks in Cass City. Stealing the victory on snow coming 2014.
And that's not easy to do, but it was a hard-fought win and well-deserved.
When we return, we'll break down the game that we just saw on the WLW Sports Network. USA 52, Cass City 38. A career night for Brennan Ballard. Double-double at the minimum for the big man for the Patriots on Team USA. You're listening to Team WLW Sports. We'll return for your post-game show right after this.
Insurance agents and basketball teams have something in common. They both depend on teamwork. That's why the Farm Bureau Insurance, Reggie Ignash Agency,